All right, seventh parak, Yisodei Torah. Controversial. This is also one of those prakim where if you want to know more, the Rambam spends a lot more time than Morne Vuchim getting into detail how this works, okay? So this is going to be about prophecy. So two things to understand. Number one, the Rambam holds, as he's about to say, that one of the fundamental core beliefs in Judaism is the belief in prophecy. Why would you think the belief in prophecy is a core belief in Judaism, especially if you're the Rambam? No indication of anything, of any relationship God has to mankind. This is the Rambam holds. This is the key, the method of communication, so to speak, in quotes, that God has with humanity. Okay, there's when we talk about divine providence. This is the key concept of divine providence. So that's why this is a fundamental. Now we'll get to Moshe is built on top of that. First, you have to believe in prophecy, then Moshe. Yeah. The other thing also, which you were kind of hinting at, is that in line with the Rambam's overall approach. And again, this is a huge dispute among the Rishonim and Jewish thinkers, is what exactly are the qualities to make a prophet a prophet? Okay, the Rambam is going to lay out his theory, and yes, there's a lot of questions that come up. Everyone who has a theory of prophets is going to run into a problem somewhere. There's no theory that like basically includes everyone naturally. So as you'll see, the Rambam's approach is, and he's much more detailed in the Morne Vuchim. All right, so he says like this. He says, Misode das leida shakel menaves bnei adam. So it's a fundamental of Jewish faith to know that God prophesizes with people. Okay? We'll use that. Okay. Vena nevuah chala el hachacham gadol chachma. So right off the bat, right? Who is able to receive prophecy? A person of great intellect. Okay? Great intellect. Gibor midosa.
By intellect, are we saying?
Another thing is that gibor midosa. They also have perfected traits. Okay? So basically, ideal man. Right, not just brilliant, but also perfected traits. Lo yitzro misgad b'lo v'darva olam. Right, Elohu misgad v'daitel yitzro tamid. Now, okay, now comes the next level. There's many different ways you could read this, but like on top of that, so to speak, is that there's no part of his existence that's invested in the world around him. Rather, he's only involved in one thing. He's always like in a sense conquering or overpowering his yitzer. Any like drives outside of chachma, bal de'er rechav v'nechon amod. So he's a very unique person. He's a person who's able to walk around. He says, Adam shumamula b'chol mudusaylo. So if a person has these traits, and the Rambam goes into way more detail in the Mara. So he has these things, shalom begufo, right? He's perfected in his physical self, so to speak. Kishi kanas apartes. Now, when he goes into that realm of metaphysics, okay, the mashech ba'osan aninos of don rechokim, and therefore he's able to really engage in these abstract ideas, all these abstract concepts that we're not supposed to be involved in, but this dude is able to do. Okay, b'tielo das nechon lavan asik, and he reaches a point where he can understand, right, on a very high level, correctly. Okay, v'hu miskadesh v'holeich. Now, that's the next thing. Okay, so now he's got all the traits, right, both psychological and intellectual. All right. Next step is that he's dove down the rabbit hole of metaphysics, but he's come out right with a clear understanding of God. Okay, I'm giving you the punchline. All right. Now, alongside that, what ends up happening is that he's also the kind of person it's not a question. Either you can read it as a result of it or hand in hand. But what kind of person is he? So he's set off from the people. Okay. Now he's not like an arrogant set off from the people. It's not like he's like, you know, like one of these people like looking down on them. Rather, just naturally speaking, he just has no interest in the world around him and in the average person's daily routine. He's just like in a different world. Right? Now if you think about it, there are people like that. They're just like, you know, they're like gifted and they're just kind of like in their own world. Right. In fact, so now even further. He trains himself, right? Constantly. He's always aware. He learns about himself to make sure that he never has a thought in any other area. I mean, like, it's one thing to have a certain power over your psyche. It's another thing to say, to train your mind to be focused only, solely on certain types of thoughts. Constantly. Right? Nothing, no waste of time. Like, not a moment in this person's life is wasted. It's all focused on a certain type of thinking. Okay? Eladaito tamet p'nil mala. That's the key. Rather, 24/7, this person, all he's thinking about is God. Okay, so in this process of gaining a very bright, good, you know, overpowering his normal instinctual drives, but not like repressing them, going to the pardes, coming out, so to speak, and all he thinks about constantly is God. Right, that kind of person, you can see, just doesn't fit into normal society. That's why, so he wants to understand the highest level, to understand the essence, the like the Malachim, for instance, the pure forms. And he investigates and stares into, literally, but he investigates everything that God created from the, what do you call it, from the beginning until the earth. Now, when this all happens, when he recognizes the greatness of God, when he's gone through this process, this is what's amazing. Miyad ruach hakodesh shor alav. So immediately, okay, what happens? This, now, again, if you want to know more about divine spirit, that's in the Mara, but this divine spirit falls upon him. Now, if we take a step back, there's some fascinating things that Rambam is suggesting here. He says, v'eisha tanoach alav ruach. Now, when this person gets this divine spirit, tisarav nashro b'malas hamalacham anirkarim ishim. That's amazing. Remember the bottom level in the hierarchy of angels, the ish, right? Which is basically, so to speak, the lowest possible level, and we are right below it. So what happens when you become a prophet? So to speak, your essence, your soul, intermingles with the ish, with the, like, you've hit a point where, not that you've left your body, so to speak, but you've reached a capacity to think along the same line as this lowest level malach. All right? The yafech li shachar, and you're like a different person, okay? The yavim b'daitosh eino kamo shahaya, so now, at that point, you are on like Superman level. Okay, you are above the rest of humanity. Okay, just do one more. Hanavim malos malos. Now, just like malachim have different levels, right? And just like the spheres have different levels, so too prophets. They're different level prophets, right? So you have kaboshish v'chachma chachma gadol mechaber chachma nevua. Navi Goldman Navi. So you have one prophet greater than another. There's a ranking system, like an AP ranking system by prophets. The Kulan Ain Roan Mara Navua Elabachal Mechaj and Lilo, Bayom Achar Shatipo Lam Tardema, Kamoshinema, Mara Love, Esvada Bahamadarbo. Next step the Raman's making is that every prophet, okay, no matter what level you're on, except for Moshe, right, when you get prophecy, it's always going to be through some type of dream or vision. Okay, it is never, right, we're going to get to that, but it's never an actual. It's never actual real communication. It's not like telephone where God says, hey, Joey the prophet, what's going on? Here's your message. Rather,
well, I've gotten Nevuah twice, so like.
So now he says, now the next line, the kulon, and when you get prophecy, kishem misnabin, evran mizdazin. So when you get the prophecy, your limbs shake, mikochaguv koshal, and your physical, your body gets weaker, veshtonoseam, mitrafos, fetishara dea pnuya lahavim mashadera. What he's basically saying is that you're overcome. It doesn't matter what we really mean by seizure here, okay? The point is because I'm not sure, that, you know, normally people have a seizure, you're not able to think. Point here is that every part of your physical self, your emotional self, your sensory, everything a part of you is completely taken out of the picture. So all you have to do is focus on God. It's like creating this massive tunnel vision. So all you could possibly do is get this message and therefore interpret it. Alright, so you see plenty of examples in Tanakh where they have this prophecy comes about through, again, I don't like to use the word seizure, but like, in other words, it's like your whole self, your whole physical self is overcome, which allows for the mind to simply focus on what it has to focus on.